This is On Location. I'm Tim Leitner. Coming to you on location from the Anaheim Marriott Hotel in Anaheim, California, right next door to Disneyland. But first, On Location is produced by the NCA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. You can find our podcast on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcast, Breaker, iHeartRadio, and Radio Public, among others. So subscribe today on your favorite podcast service and tell all your friends. Our on-location podcast reporters scour the halls, workshop, and plenary rooms to talk to NCA Leadership Symposium attendees and get their take on the conference. Brandy Gallebo with Franklin County Child Support, Pat O'Donnell with Young Williams, and myself, Tim Leitner with CGI, approach conference guests for on-the-street mini-interviews. They talk about if this is their first leadership symposium, or if they've attended in the past, favorite sessions, favorite foods, what they have gotten to do for fun since arriving in Anaheim, and more. They also give their perspective and insight on the NCA Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Statement. They share what action steps they would like to see NCA take to demonstrate its commitment to DEI and how embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion builds a stronger child support program. Listen up, as you can hear the excitement all around. It's going to be a great show, so stick around, and we'll be right back.
Brandy Gallebo coming from the NCA Leadership Symposium, and today I'm talking to
Christopher Wood, Executive Director of the National Child Support Engagement Association.
Woohoo! Engagement! I'm so happy to hear that. So this is your first Leadership Symposium, right?
That is correct. The very first.
What do you think about it so far?
I am having a great time. The energy here is key. This is the largest attendance we've ever had, and I'm super excited to be a part of it.
Great. And I know you've attended the plenary sessions. What have you thought about them so far, and what's your best one?
My favorite was plenary two with the diverse panel of people talking about leadership challenges in the child support adventure land.
Yes. And why was that your favorite?
I think hearing the different perspectives from different parts of the country, along with the feedback from Commissioner Gray, just gave a really great overview of the national situation and challenges that people all across the country are facing.
Yeah, and it's going to help now too, you being new in your role, to kind of see where people are coming from all over the country, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm trying to learn as much as I can, as fast as I can. So being able to participate in things like this and hear the people that are actually doing the work on the ground and where they're pressure and pain points are is helpful for me, because that identifies places that we might be able to develop some kind of program or service that would help them be successful in their efforts wherever they're located.
Awesome. And just to keep this fun, what's the favorite thing you've eaten so far at this conference?
My favorite thing so far is the pan-seared halibut that I had last night at the Westin Tangerine Room. And it was served over a bed of langoustine risotto.
Woo! That is fancy.
And then we topped it off with a butter cake and citrus fruit sauce.
Sounds fantastic.
It was wonderful.
Perfect. Well, thanks so much, Chris. I appreciate your time.
Thank you.
Hi, what's your name?
I'm Lori Bankston, and I work for Young Williams, and I'm at the NCA conference.
Well, great. Is this your first NCA conference, Lori?
Oh, no. I've been a member of NCA for almost 20 years, and I've been involved in the NCA board for at least 12 years, and I'm the immediate past president.
Well, congratulations. That's awesome. So can you tell us how you think the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiative within NCA builds a stronger child support community?
Well, I've been involved with NCF for a long time, and it's something we've talked about for years, and how we want to make sure that as the voice of the child support community, we're listening to all the voices and we're hearing the diversity of our membership. And I'm really excited that this past year, the incoming president, Aaron Frisch, has formed a committee to actually create a DEI statement for NCF. And at this conference yesterday, we had some NCF Connect groups that talked about the actual wording of that policy and gave recommendations. So while we have it established and it's on the website, we're still looking for input because we definitely want to make sure that we're capturing the voices of all of our membership.
Thanks so much for that, Lori. That's a very important initiative for NCIA. So on the fun side, have you been to Disneyland?
Not this trip, but I've been there before.
So what's your favorite ride?
My favorite ride is Space Mountain. I love a good roller coaster.
Well, thanks very much, Lori. Enjoy the conference.
Thanks, Pat.
And we'll just,
This is Bernie Gallego from the NCIA Leadership Symposium, representing the NCIA Podcast Committee. And we have today...
Kimberly Brower.
Megan Keith.
John Narval.
Marco Patitucci.
Thank you all so much for joining today. And I'm just curious, is this your first leadership symposium?
Yes, it's all of our first.
All of your first. Are you all from the same area?
We are.
Yes, we are.
Where are you all from?
Contra Costa County.
Which is in Northern California.
Northern California. Very good. Well, your lovely state is very welcoming. I love the weather. I'm from Columbus, Ohio, so not quite this nice weather. What has been your favorite session so far?
I think the IncrediLeader plenary.
Yep. What about you?
I like the Adventureland one. I think that was very... there were a lot of things that I didn't know about that I learned, so that was
great. Very good. What about you?
The increasing retention workshop.
Yeah.
Learned a lot of good, had a lot of good ideas for our next training class. So.
Awesome. Are you a trainer?
Yes, we all are.
Oh, you're all the trainer.
The training team.
Yes. Woohoo. And what about you?
I really enjoyed the customer informed trauma.
Yes.
Yes. That workshop.
Yeah.
I really learned a lot about how to, really take a step back and look before you make any decisions, because people's traumas do affect everything. So I thought it was a great one.
Including the workers, right?
Yes.
The workers
yes.
are traumatized yes. almost sometimes as much as the
and
residents,
and we tend to forget
right?
that.
Yes, so. That's a very important lesson. Awesome. Yeah. What fun things are you going to do now in Southern California? Are we Southern California?
We're yes. Southern California.
Okay, we're Southern California. What fun things are you going to do?
I'm going to Disneyland.
Woo! Right on.
Yeah, that's right.
All of you?
Probably just me and Kim.
Yeah.
We went to Downtown Disney.
Yeah.
It was fun.
We got to eat.
Which is free.
Yeah.
So,
it's good.
Very good. Well, thanks so much. Enjoy the rest of the symposium.
All right, thank you.
So here we are at the 2023 Leadership Symposium in Anaheim, California. And I've got with me...
Laura Roth.
And Laura, can you tell us who you are and a little bit about yourself?
I'm a director with CGI Technologies and Solutions.
So let me ask a couple of questions about the Leadership Symposium. What have been your favorite sessions so far, and why?
I really enjoyed the Justice Involved Parents session that was conducted earlier today. The presentation was with County of San Diego and the local Employment Assistance Office and the partnership that they've done to help and assist recently released incarcerated individuals and their families. And I just thought it was fantastic. It was well put together, very informative, lots of questions. It was great.
Awesome. So let me ask this question. Is this your first Leadership Symposium, which I'm guessing might not be? And how many of you attended?
Yeah, no, I've been to many leadership symposiums. I started in the child support program in 1988, so I would say I've probably been to 25 leadership symposiums.
Awesome. And I would imagine since you've been here, you've been getting a chance to eat some of the local cuisine. So what is the best thing that you've eaten so far this week?
So we had dinner at the Orange Hills restaurant last night, and anyone who hasn't been to Orange Hills really needs to treat themselves to a visit there. And I had a delicious short rib dinner last night with a beautiful view of the sunset that was incredible. So yeah, lots of good restaurants in Orange County for sure.
Awesome, awesome. So what do you think about NCIA's diversity, equity, and inclusion DEI statement? And what action steps would you like to see NCIA take to demonstrate our commitment to DEI?
Well, I think, first of all, it's really important for the organization to recognize the importance of DEI. And as was mentioned earlier today, the inclusion of acceptance and accessibility as well. And I hope that NCIA continues to drive DEI content in all of their upcoming policy conferences and leadership symposiums. I think it's important for people who work in this program to remember the importance and the issues in diversity and to not let it just slide away and become forgotten. You know, once a lot of the attention leaves, this is an ongoing problem in all of government services, and I hope it continues with NCIA. I'm very appreciative of the efforts and the time that they've spent around that particular topic.
Great. And if I can just ask one follow-up question, how does embracing diversity, equity, and inclusion build a stronger child support program?
Well, obviously, people of all walks of life and color and creeds all need support from the Child Support Division. And if our program is not accessible to all people, regardless of their backgrounds or their nationalities, then we're leaving big holes in the people that we serve and families that will go without. So unless we continue to look at how accessibility can be broadened, whether it's for languages or cultural, we're really doing a disservice to many children in the United States. And I hope it continues to stay front of mind for everyone working in leadership in the child support program.
Great. Thank you, Laura.
Hi. Can you share your name with our listeners?
Hannah Roots.
And where are you from, Hannah?
Victoria, British Columbia.
What do you do?
I'm a lawyer, and I've worked in child support in various capacities for many, many years, well over 30 years now.
Wow. And as I understand it, Hannah, you're quite involved in international payments.
Yes, I am. I've been fortunate enough to be able to work on a project that has brought together a number of people within the Office of Child Support Services, and we've created a centralized federal service to process payments on behalf of states for payments destined for other countries, outgoing payments.
That is such a big deal, so congratulations on all that work.
Thank you. It was a team effort, and under Commissioner Gray's leadership, it's an amazing project, and is really proving to tackle one of the most long-standing issues in international child support.
It is. So what's your favorite country of all the ones you visited?
Oh, that's like asking me which is my favorite child. I love them all.
Oh, so there you go.
We're fortunate enough to work first with Germany, but there are lots of other countries out there that are waiting to use the International Child Support Payment Service.
So have you heard of the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Initiative within NCIA?
I have.
And how do you think that will help us drive a stronger child support program?
I think it's really, really important that we look at, with very critical lens, at everything that we're doing. We serve children, we serve families, not just in the United States, but around the world. And the DEI initiative is really important to ask us to take a look at what we're doing, how we serve the families, how the organization can serve child support professionals to make sure that we are serving, we're not doing any harm. And we're not doing any harm in the way we're delivering our services, and we're inviting everybody into our program that we can help. So
fantastic.
It's really important.
Well, thank you so much, Hannah.
Thank you.
Enjoy the conference.
Thanks.
This is Brandi Gallego at the NCIA Leadership Symposium, and I'm talking with...
Talise Thomas.
And where are you from, Talise?
I'm coming to you from Tennessee, actually Nashville, Tennessee, and I am representing Maximus Incorporated. So yeah, child support services, full service child support in Nashville, Tennessee, in Tennessee, period.
Awesome, thank you. And is this your first leadership symposium?
No, this is my second.
Okay, what was your first?
Last year, North Carolina.
Okay, very good. So it's a little bit further for you?
Yeah.
Yes. And have you been able to attend the sessions?
I was actually a speaker at one.
Oh, what did you speak about?
Trauma-informed care with the customer service standpoint and the staff standpoint.
That is awesome. I wanted to go to that, but I wasn't able to do that. So I hope that I can catch the PowerPoint. And actually, I just interviewed somebody who said that was their favorite workshop.
Oh, well, that's good to know. Yes. So that is awesome to hear.
Yes. And what fun things do you plan to do while in California?
Of course. I would not be who I am if I didn't hit Rodeo Drive.
Oh,
so I'm going to hit Beverly Hills while I'm here. And do a little bit of Hollywood Walk and find my favorite stars and do all the touristy things. I've already hit the beach, so I'm really enjoying California thus far.
That's awesome. Thank you so much for joining us. Have a great time.
You also. Thank you.
All right, this is Brandy Gallego, and I am coming from the INSEA Leadership Symposium in Anaheim, California. And I have two lovely ladies here today, Dion Anderson and Rebecca Rayner. And we're going to ask them a few questions. Rebecca, is this your first INSEA Leadership Symposium?
It is, and I'm so honored to be here. I won the New Leader Scholarship, so it's very exciting, and I'm learning a lot so far.
What's been your favorite session so far?
I think my favorite session was in CrediLeader. It was just very motivating, and like Dion said, when we left, it's really, like, go get them.
Awesome. Dion, is this your first leadership symposium?
It is, and I am excited to be here. I appreciate the chance for INSEA allowing us to come be around all these leaders. It is very motivating, uplifting.
And what's been your favorite session so far?
Incredible leaders so far, but we got 2 days left, so who knows what's going to happen. But I felt like we all walked out of there like knowing why we were leaders and what we can continue to motivate other leaders.
And what fun things do you have planned while you're in Anaheim, California? Rebecca?
So I have a trip to Disneyland planned for tomorrow night. I've never been before, so I'm so excited to go. And other than that, I just want to explore the area a little bit.
How long are you staying past the conference?
I'm actually leaving like right when the conference ends, so I have to catch my 6-hour flight back to Pennsylvania.
Awesome. And Dion, what about you? What other fun things are you doing in California?
I am tomorrow meeting a brother that I've never met before. So it's my first time in California, and I no other better time than to meet him. So tomorrow it is. So that's what I'll be doing.
Awesome. And that's all for now. Thank you.
On Location is available on iTunes, Anchor, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and anywhere you get your podcasts. We have a lot of great episodes on the way, so be sure to subscribe and listen to all of our previous episodes as well. We also appreciate your ratings, your feedback, your comments, and your suggestions. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please reach out to us on the contact link on our website. On Location is a production of the INSEA Communications Committee with special production assistance from Joe Mamlin and me. Thanks again for joining me. I'm Tim Leitner, and this has been On Location.